Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Burns reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Schult reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Mueller now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Outlaw. Moore moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Stubby Obermeyer. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Borum pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hoover now playing shortstop. George Caster now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John McHale pinch hits for Paul Richards. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale strikes out. One out. Ed Merkowitz pinch hits for George Caster. Ed Merkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkowitz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Jim Tobin now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, With the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.